Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most step brother and stepsis.
I'm smoking a great new strength. It's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector, just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen! Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
This is B. Jemine, a.k.a. The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to episode 198 of the Tubi Tuesday podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. And with me, as always, are my very awesome co-hosts. First up, of course, is the cat ear wearer herself, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Meow.
Hello. I'm doing well.
Meow.
How's it going?
Well, not too bad. I mean, there's no particular reason for this episode today, Marcy. You've got your cat ears on.
I always have my cat ears on.
Meow.
Exactly. And also joining us today is the professor of all things science, as a batch.
Oh, I hit the Nicolas Cage button by mistake.
I will allow it. And how you going, Batch, my friend?
Oh, good. Colin, I just want you to know, whenever I give the thumbs down on the American, I think bad of you, just you're right below me in the feed. So.
Oh, no, dude, it's totally cool. Like, yeah. I think of that myself, too, where I just down like that. That's fine.
I'm doing all right because it's my pick this week on the Tubi Tuesday podcast, and we'll find out in a little bit.
Exactly. And also joining us is the most one of the mofos out there, Colin. Hello, Colin. How are you?
Dude, you can tell I'm wearing sunglasses. We're Hollywood now. So, that's a sub.
Exactly.
And fucking, I'm just a suave motherfucker. I did my hair today. Fucking sunglasses. I might have to take sunglasses off. Makes me feel like a drug addict.
Come on, Corey Hart.
Well, also too, Colin, you got a button-up shirt. You like completed the whole dad look.
Dude, I look fucking gorgeous today. Okay, I'm 5 months sober today. We're fucking golden today. All right.
Atta
boy. My dick sucked yesterday.
Atta boy.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I'm really happy for you, Colin, as well.
Me too.
But guys, we are inching closer and closer to our 200th episode, which I'm very excited about. But before we kind of go into details about that a little bit later, Batch, it is your week
this week
to pick a movie. And what film have you graced us with this week?
Oh, so we're halfway through the year. So I need to get some picks in for award season. So last year, I gave you motherfuckers Meatball Machine Kodoku. This year, I give you Lion Girl.
Rawr.
So this is done by a Japanese director. It is, I don't know, a Japanese movie-ish. I don't think any of you really know much about this film, so this is going to be one of those fun episodes.
Japan.
Indeed.
And I should win the award for most titties this season. We've had dressed, and now it's going to flood. Well,
exactly. I mean, we have seen a few bits and pieces of tits throughout the year on the show. Mm-hmm. Not as much as we usually do, for some bizarre reason. It just ended up being that way. But hopefully this movie will deliver.
It's been a PG-13 season.
Exactly. I'm all about PG-13 over here.
Yeah.
Indeed. Indeed. But, so, what you... So what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Lion Girl if it is playing on to be in your part of the world. But I'm pretty sure the movie is also available on physical media and also other streaming services as well. I'm going to count us down from five. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie. Then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, Tubi is a free streaming service, so they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
The two bears got sad.
Indeed.
You should just make that clip of me coming in hot and be like, oh, there's Colin. That should be that should be sound.
Yes. Well, but once the ads are finished, Batch will play a sound effect again, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Lion Girl, first of all, how dare you? I still reckon this will be a fun listen to, regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, are you ready to go Lion-O for Lion-O in Lion Girl?
Meow.
No, I'm fucking going to fall asleep.
You almost made me spit water at my camera at you, Bead.
Exactly. So let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Splish.
Damn it, Ghost Cat.
It DM, doesn't get it? The...
DM, yes. You know it's a Japanese film when they do fucking...
It's from Toei. So it is a Japanese movie.
Yeah. Dynamic landing? Let's go, baby. That's like fucking birth control.
Well, look, it's what the kid... It's see, this is basically now the new 8-tracks, this CD.
Triangle movies, because fuck it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fuck records.
What is even happening right now?
Exactly.
The opening... Oh, hello.
Oh!
Oh, there's dong in this, too.
Yep.
Dude, that's all right. Yeah, is it a grandma on the back?
Oh, there is a dog.
It's dog. Dude, my dick this movie.
Is bigger than that guy's dick. My dick is way bigger than that.
That guy's thinking of stealing my dick.
No. Oh,
Tommy Chong.
Right. Why is everyone just naked in this weird bathhouse?
I mean, I'm cool with that. Like, that's a good way to start a movie off. I'd start a movie
his
off.
His balls
like that.
Are bigger than his dick.
I watched the first 5 minutes and, like, this is perfect for Tubi, and I shut it off. So I don't know what's coming either.
See, this is the second movie you've done, Batch, in which basically it starts off with tits.
Yep.
And that, of course, the other being Golden Temple Amazons.
I know what our target demographic likes, so.
That dude's pissed off. His dick's too small.
He's pissed off.
Angry titties.
Yeah, well, his balls are bigger than his dick, so.
I don't like either option. I mean, I'd be pissed off too. Just saying. Look at that die gag.
What's going on? I don't know.
I can't do this. What are you doing?
It's hello!
Oh!
She's horny a horny for a devil.
Yeah, she's super horny. Let's go, baby.
Oh,
vampires, get the fuck out.
We can't relate this to a Tubi Tuesday episode, but I think we can connect this to Fossum Friday, which you can find on the Pop4D network.
Oh my god, they have the same masks as in fucking Three Ninjas.
I love how it's just basically naked. Only the faces. I love how basically only the faces have changed, but just not the rest of the bodies.
Oh, the hands are slightly off-colored also.
That's just blood. That's too much dick.
She's unimpressed. Listen, Colin, we're an equal opportunity. We are an equal opportunist podcast. We got to see both boobs and dicks at the same time. Dude,
she had the biggest tramp stamp on her back.
She did. She had a title card tramp stamp.
Yeah, she did. Yes. Hey, that bitch was in fucking Thanksgiving.
Oh, she's is she seriously massive?
Nice tits, bitch.
What is the bees?
What is even happening?
Bees just coming out of fucking fruit. Like, what the fuck?
No, no, not the bees! Not the bees!
Okay, I'm gonna look motion on this movie.
No, don't. Go on blind.
Don't, dude. Go on blind. Come on.
In terms of like, who's in it?
It's Morphin Time!
The day came suddenly. Okay.
Exposition!
Sperm.
Meteorites.
No,
everything is fucked.
No, it's
end.
It's it's media shit.
Something like that.
So this is what happened between those episodes when we rebooted the timeline with the robots.
What are you talking about?
I forgot to tell you that.
Oh, Dave takes back.
Yeah, dude, I'm doing it for the rest of the year.
Okay. I lost mine. So, no, no.
Mine's ready somewhere, but
oh, mine's here too.
There you go. About
7 million. Yeah, I'm doing it for the rest of the year.
Solidarity.
Why not? Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone needs to know. Oh, it's upside down though. Hold on.
Every podcast can be someone's first. So.
Exactly.
Let's see.
Japan.
This movie is going to be racist as shit.
I mean, everything's destroyed. I don't think anyone's got time for racism.
There's always time for racism. There's always time for racism.
If everything is destroyed,
there's always time. Survivors who are able to land on Tokyo killed each other for more food. Tight.
Johnny Cage.
No, I was going to say, it looks like Johnny Cage. Civil war, a man by the name of Nobuhide Fujinaga and his clan defeated. Are we actually just going to be watching an anime?
No.
I'll definitely fall asleep.
This movie has
anime.
Way too much exposition right now. I'm not going to remember any of this. Fujinaga shogunate and
claimed the establishment of a new country. Shredder and the Foot Clan.
They didn't have the budget to animate it.
Yes.
Their true enemy wasn't. It was Fujinaga
Shogunate government's designated infectious disease. Fake news.
Hell of fake news. All right.
So if this is what CNN. This report. Imagine what was really going on.
Dude, I've cried blood before. It's not fun. Got chlamydia, bitch.
Yeah, this is totally a metaphor for chlamydia.
It is, dude. They got all STDs and shit. That's why their faces are all red.
Well, if they have STDs, does that mean they have sexually transmitted demons?
That's actually not bad.
Damn it.
That's actually not bad.
It was all right.
Yes.
I'll allow it. This one time,
It's you!
Oh my god! Oh, Bash, you're in the movie!
One more thing ripping me off, right?
This is like the second movie that your doppelganger was in.
Was this made for like $3?
She just tripped over air. What the fuck?
You're hot.
So a weird disease.
That's
to
racist.
Have that that's your so racist, dude. That's so fucking funny. You can do it. Oh my god, dude.
That's racist, bitch.
What is even happening?
Racist demon.
Well, it's a demon. Aren't most demons racist a little
bit? Yes, and all demons are bad.
White devil. Yes.
I like the fact that when he was pushing his wife up against the door, like smacking her against the door, trying to get her in. Oh, it's Lion Girl.
Aren't they in Japan?
Yes. Could be anywhere because everyone was pretty fucked, so.
All right.
Yeah.
I was about to say, there's way too many white people for Japan.
I just don't understand this disease.
If you get it, you turn into a monster.
It's just your
you get
face.
Dude, that's a fucking Pokemon move if I've ever seen one. Fucking Breast Flame. Charmander, use Breast Flame.
Yeah, for real.
It's your titty attack.
Yeah.
It's ineffective.
Yeah, didn't do anything. Colin got rock hard.
It's Tinachu.
I'll say that.
Colin uses Lap. It's super effective.
Yeah.
If Colin were a Squirtle. Pokemon, he'd be the Licky Tongue.
Licky Tongue, yeah. That's the one I was thinking of.
Dude, yeah. 100%.
Oh! A head blew up.
They had like a force fight.
Yes.
They're gonna go bang. They still haven't gotten to the like opening credits.
No. Why to be fair, fucking... they spent like 20 minutes doing exposition dump. Exposition dump.
10 minutes.
Dude, why is hot Japanese Deadpool running around in a cornfield?
Because she's hot.
Tramp stamp.
Tori Griffin.
Tufik.
David Sakurai.
And then Shelby Lee Parks.
Also. Yes. The Derek Mears. AKA Jason Voorhees, which you can hear me talk about on my podcast, Beat and Steve versus KF Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere.
There it is. Buzz it.
No, we plugged our shit, so.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in Shinjuku.
Meanwhile, in this dirt trap.
That's $1 million a month. That's prime real estate.
Look at that afro.
Whoa.
That's racist. It's Snake. It's Black Snake.
Black Mamba.
Oh no, Lion Girl's dead. And she.
What even happened?
Is this what the whorehouse across from your place looks like, Bede?
Yes.
Actually, yes.
It actually looks like a condemned warehouse.
Yeah, just Japanese whores falling on the bottom of the stairs.
A tramp stamp.
Black guy with the
Bede. I mean, haven't we all had a demon tramp stamp at some point?
Yeah, but did yours get infected like hers? Jeez.
Here, get into this phone booth. Go back and find Bill and Ted.
It does actually look like a Deadpool ripoff costume.
Dude, she doesn't need to be in a time machine. She needs antibiotics, all right? Like,
yeah.
She needs some electrolytes.
Yeah, dude.
She's dehydrated.
This isn't healthy.
She got titty flamed, all right?
Titty flamed.
Titty torched. Is that what we're going to call it? Titty torched?
It's titty torch.
I'll crave CBD gas.
She's like, I feel better now. Now that you gave me this fentanyl.
That was Nick Fury.
Yeah, actually, that's more on the money.
Black Snake.
Oh my god, we've got an ad already.
Ad.
Oh no, it's the Trivago getting mad with that weird thing with these teeth.
It's like, are you tied to Trivago?
It's disturbing. Why do they look like he's wearing that?
It's like he's wearing like teeth this big in his mouth.
I don't know what they're talking about, Colin.
He's got teeth on top of teeth. It's weird.
The teeth.
All right, we're back. 12:55. This is racist.
Well, if it's a Japanese movie, is it racist?
I don't know. But I think that's white people.
Yeah, yeah, dude. It's a bunch of white people.
Derek Beards.
It is.
It's progressive.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. That's what it sounds like to me.
Why does that outfit look like it's 10 times bigger than Derek Beers?
It probably is.
It's like the cosplay. It's like the Darth Vader cosplay you get off Teemu.
Yeah.
So, is this movie in the same universe as The Crazies?
Ooh, I'm gonna say yes.
What's Player 456 doing in this movie?
Literally, looks like he's dressed up as Darth Vader and Jon Snow.
Budget was like $3. What is going on?
Dude, I should have wore a mask for this. I'm gonna get the fucking COVID. I'm not pretty known. According to the report, it was a duel between the lion mask woman and this animal. Racism. Dude, fuck yeah, Darth Vader. You fucked that lion girl up.
What did she ever do to you, Colin?
Listen, all right?
Listen.
Wait, we saw her titties. We didn't see her titties. Oh!
That was the beheading. Oh, tits.
There we go.
See, two things we love in all movies, beheadings and tits.
The Black Snake's just jacking the fuck off behind that pole.
I love that there's CGI Steve just covering her vagina area.
It wasn't before.
Dude, say vagina again, B. That was hilarious.
Vagina.
Your vagina.
Vagina.
Oh my god.
Vagina.
The name of that virus thing is Corona backwards. It's like
Trump. Oh my gosh.
Dude, that's dead.
And she's still showering.
Corona backwards.
She's dancing.
This is their kingdom. Now it adds.
Dude, she's just powering up. She's all clean and nice and shit. And she's like, yeah. Now I don't smell like shit.
What, you guys don't do this in the shower?
I mean, you don't want to know what I do in the shower, bro.
Hashtag karate shower.
Karate shower.
Well, I don't do this in case I slipped over and fall on my swords.
You have two swords?
Yes.
Damn, I only got one.
No.
It's more of a fucking knife than a sword.
It's a dagger.
Yeah, it's a dagger, if you know what I'm talking about.
I thought that said it was confused. But it's just the weird
Shogun tube.
Welcome, my people.
Shogun tube.
It's Japanese Trump.
It might be.
Make
Nippon
great again.
Make it great again. It's Minoka.
It is Corona backwards. That's hilarious. China.
Yeah, see, Anorak, it's Corona backwards.
That's so fucking funny to me.
It's a pimple.
Is this Ninja Terminator Toomey's cousin, but he, instead of a blonde wig, he wears a black wig?
Yeah.
That's what do you call his name? Samurai Eradicator Possum?
Possum. Yes. Show! That's a loot. It's like. See, that's almost like a Nazi salute, but you're like, I don't want it to be full Nazi. I'm over this way, just over this, a little bit over this way. I'm a little fascist, not much racist. There we go. It's a Star Wars
ship. It's more like
that's
block.
A Star Wars ship.
Yeah.
Block.
So,
yeah. My thing is saying it's like.
That's racist as shit, Bean. You can't say that. Hi-ya.
I didn't say that. I said five faces said to the face. Slap.
You said hi now first, and that was hilarious.
I don't recall saying that. But somehow I think the audio is going to rewind.
Rewind it.
After spending 24 hours in the shower, I can finally do my hair.
I've done my karate.
He's got to fix up her fucking lion mask.
This dude looks like a cross between Nick Fury.
That's me at the end of the night.
Bro, I was listening to this. I was at one of my meetings. It was yesterday. And I got up to like go get coffee. And it was dead silent. And my buddy is sitting next to me. And all you hear is just my knees go. And he was like, I totally heard that, dude. It's like, I'm getting old, dude. I'm old now.
You're old.
Ms. Lion, Lioness, Lion Mask.
Again. Lion bitch.
This lion bitch came over here.
That's why so baby's not called that.
Too many white people in this movie. Die while working. Don't live long. Die while working.
We've heard much speculation, opinion, conspiracies, and fake. Purely speculation.
Clearly.
Oh my god. Fuck.
Fine, girl.
This guy is a. I think we have enough, like, acting nominations, but that guy's pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need more Best Actress nominees for the award. So obviously, like.
Pretty fair.
Damn, yeah. Lion Girl.
Oh, booty fat. Oh, she's a stretcher.
So I see
what she had for lunch.
I can see her lion lips.
Lion lips.
Lion lips.
I'm dreaming of neon.
Dude, that's what my skin looks like before I put lotion on.
Holland, what have I told you? You put the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Trust me, I know.
Look, it's Bede's brothel across the road. How may I
help you? It literally is. I mean, not that I know about that.
Did you test it out yet?
Kenobi.
You're my only hope.
Not yet. It's Kenobi.
Hirogumi stands with the weak. We need your protection.
You're our only hope.
It's really just ripping off Star Wars, obviously. I understand obviously.
Completely what you need.
Boobs.
Protection to get to Shambashi, mm-hmm. A very straightforward commission.
However, I was kind of hoping this movie was just about naked people in that weird bathhouse.
I
don't even have any maps in the
area since I'm in. I think we're going to get back to it.
We better.
I love the fact that anytime movies show people in bathhouses are just standing around naked and all that, and I find that very hard to believe that would happen in real life.
And looking somewhat annoyed.
Everyone's just so awkward, they don't know what to do.
Yes.
Anywhere else, yes. We will take you guys.
Thanks, Black Splinter.
Fucker.
Is that Hurley? This is everything
we have. It looks like Hurley, but I don't think it is him.
It's Timo Hurley.
It is.
Timo Hurley.
With his fucking sex slave over there. She didn't say a word.
She looks like Timo Kristen Stewart.
I was about to say that.
I'd still smash. All right.
So what do you think, Sagat? You going to help us? How awesome is this Street Fighter movie going to be?
If it's anything like this, not.
Fucking Cody Rhodes.
I was already laughing the other day because Cody Rhodes posted a photo of his shadow with the Guile haircut looking like it does in the game.
Yes. I was like laughing. That hair.
It needs to be totally self-aware of what it is.
Mm. Yep.
Does it have a car? It doesn't look like it.
Oh!
That's a lot of bush. I would talk to the
Shogun directly about this. Bushy fair.
I mean, technically, all right, everyone would be hairy. Where do they have razors to go shave in this post-apocalypse?
Well, to be fair, Marcy, they haven't ordered their post-apocalyptic manscape yet.
Post-apocalyptic manscape.
Dude, that reminds me. I need to go get a new one. Mine's all, like, old and burny. It, like, burns, and it hurts. It's not fun.
What, your electric one?
Yeah, dude, my manscape got, like, old after 3 years. Manscape, if you're listening and you want to sponsor us, yes. I could use a new one.
Same
real,
here.
Like, real bad. Like, just do it. Get on that, guys. Come on. Why are we emailing Manscaped and telling them to sponsor our podcast? We get enough downloads a month. But now?
We're body enough.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. I need to fucking clean my shit up. All right. I can't get my balls because the thing gets too hot and then my balls get burned. Doesn't help me too much in that department.
He's speaking of burning balls.
Yeah, dude, he's about to burn off all of his hair.
That's a new manscape of the future.
Lightsabers and shit.
Marcy, it looks like, you remember those lollies we used to have as kids? Like, it looked like a lipstick thing. It looks like that.
Yeah, they still sell them.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Oh!
She burnt her ass.
Booty.
Oh, she likes it.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure her nipples are that hard because somebody put ice on them.
No!
Dude, she loved it. She loved it.
That's the newest product from our Wild Secrets. The burning dildo.
Yeah.
Apparently it made her puke.
Yo. Well, pukey fair. Next. Please. I don't want to get my hair all cut. I don't know why I'm Scottish. I don't know why I talk with a Scottish accent, but I do.
No, that's Enzo Amore.
Oh, yes.
The fuck?
Does this dude look like Sami Zayn?
Because you're blind?
I mean, I do. I am, but that's beside the point.
I mean, that's a little racist too, dude.
I'm racist towards Scottish people.
Hell yeah, dude. Fuck the psycho freeze. Yeah, they got the vaccine.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Made them autistic.
They still got COVID.
Yeah, made them autistic. He looks like he means business, maybe.
He looks like he's looking for Vanessa.
This flannel's making me hot.
Vanessa. He looks like he works for a big pharma and he's pushing the vaccine. You're gonna take this fucking thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Damn, he got unfrozen real quick.
Ice cream headache.
Brain freeze. 1 out of 3 is not bad. Yeah, it's true. 1 out of 3 isn't bad.
I don't understand what they're doing. They gave us all that exposition and none of this makes any sense.
Listen, the backwards coronavirus is spreading, all right, and changing everybody into these monsters. They're trying to push the vaccine and get them back to work so that they can make all their money. And if they don't work, they're going to kill them. She would be dead. All right.
Yeah,
she
I'm
would
like,
be
how
dead.
Is she when alive? She's got a sword through her neck.
She's got corona. She's got backwards coronavirus. Yep. Apparently, it gives you superhuman fucking ability to not
she's
die.
Got a pain in the neck right now. That's a B joke for you right there.
It is a B
could
joke.
Be it could be worse. It could have been a pain in the ass.
No, that was earlier. That was way earlier. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
What? What is happening right now?
Dude, I'm sweating my balls off over here. You get this flannel off.
Shirts off! So I got a 5 and a 7.
You will suck my dick.
You embarrass me in front of Vanessa.
How is the head alive? What is happening?
Reanimator. Want to check out my hat?
That's racist. Maybe.
What up, what up, Japanese fucking Clint Eastwood?
Take on this guy.
How is that hat bigger than him?
He's Japanese.
Are you sure?
Are we sure?
Are we sure? You follow.
I'm Botan. I am Hirogumi's Kumicho in training. I'll be in charge of guarding Mayumi.
What?
Babe, did you say something?
No. I was gonna say that's Tibu Obi-Wan and Tibu Kristen Stewart.
Yeah,
I know, but what are they gonna get? Well, I didn't hear. And also, he's hot my glasses as well.
Why is that?
Stevie wondered out.
Huge.
See, he and I got the glasses now.
He's Stevie Wonder looking motherfucker, dude.
Oh my god,
he's Stevie Eastwood.
And 43.
Oh no!
Not this teeth again.
I don't want to fucking travel that much.
Sunglasses to hide from his teeth.
I need to fucking change out of this. I'll be right back. I'm dying.
Marcy, his teeth are blinding me as if they were the sun. That's how powerful.
Dude, you thought Roman Reigns' teeth were bad. This is worse. And save up to 35%. 30-45, we're back.
Well, luckily it's only one ad, so.
Yeah, we still have 90 minutes left of this movie. Former Sotobori Dori? Don't know what that is.
Meanwhile, at the American side of Japan.
Yeah, what?
Is this set in the same universe as the Bad Batch?
Potentially.
She
said no. It all makes sense now.
Here we go. I was trying to do the fat guy's top knot, but.
Oh.
With, like, at the back. But.
I love that Colin. Yes. We can still hear Colin.
Yes. My aim in every episode while Colin's out of the room, since he can still hear us, is make jokes so I can hear him laughing in the background.
There we go.
It's gonna happen. I mean, fuck. What do you want? It's gonna happen. God, I feel so much fucking better now.
He's repping the TWO, bitches.
Dude, all day, baby. All day. Go buy our merch, motherfuckers. All day.
Exactly.
I had my "We just want to talk about wrestling" shirt on today too.
Nice.
Somebody was like, "That's a baller ass shirt." I was like, "Well, it was a baller ass podcast." Like, gotta represent Tubi. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
No, it's dried sweet potato. I actually made it. Oh my god,
the sex slave talk. Yeah. She was evil. She threw that sweet potato away.
She's a bitch.
Motherfucker.
Ooh, did somebody say motherfucker? Hello, everybody.
What up, Toby? Are you going to give us some more brothel reviews? Cause
yeah, we need more brothel reviews. I need to
ask. Well, guys, well, you asked and you shall receive. I'm not saying I went to this place to test out the facilities, but I'm also not denying it either. But I shall read some of these.
So what place is this? What place is this? Is this the original one or this a new one?
Oh no, this is a completely different place. I will not. I kind of want this dude's hair on top of my head, so I can have it
at the
top. But in terms of reviews, let me look over these reviews, because I have got a few of them down, and I made sure that they're good. So, okay, here's a review from a new different brothel that I found.
Which one's this called? Extra,
I'm not going to say the name of it, because I don't
want to get in trouble. We're not going to get in trouble. Listen, okay? We're doing them free promotion.
Yes, we're promoting their businesses.
Yeah, dude. I would love to hear my brothel's name. By the way, bitches are us. That's my brothel name. You can go find that here in America.
All right. So the place is called Club 122. And the first one reads, I paid extra and booked an hour with the owner. He loves taking up the ass and gives good submissive slave experience, although he pooed on me, which was a bit weird. One star.
Ew! Oh.
Listen, some people like getting shit on, okay? Like
now, this review is from Kate Blatt. This review is from Kate Blanchett, with Kate with a K, not with a C, unfortunately. Okay, the worst experience. The girl named PB was very rude. Suit the name Piggy. When I ordered her, she came very late and gave worst service. Rushed me to finish it. It was like having sex with menopause granny. They and waste your allocated time, not worth money. Do not go there, you regret later.
Wow.
Damn, wow. That dude was heated, bro. Heated.
The number of employees is low and unmotivated and old. One star.
Wow.
Old? Come on, I'm dude. Turning into Anorak.
She's 32.
Very poor service. I had sugar. Very dirty and disappointed me. Just west of time. Very yucky. One star.
Oh, dude. Didn't smell sweet and sugary? Sorry.
No.
I think this place probably has too much shit to be pleasant.
I wonder if she has ants with a name like Sugar.
Those are all the ones that are here.
Okay, good.
So that was was Toby's ruffle reviews for this week.
that first one was horrendous.
Other than that, though, but also, though, guys, my ghost birthday is coming up very soon. Can you guys get me this guy's wig for my birthday? Because I really want an afro.
That's a ghost cultural appropriation.
No, it's not. We have him here in the afterlife. We call him Ghost Froze.
Yeah, but your ghost sheet is white.
Well, not racist. That's
I don't make the rules. It's ghostist, but what can you do?
No, that is also true. Oh, well, I suppose, like, I just have to go live my life without having a, having an afro. And it's making me very sad.
Oh, God. God Ew. Damn it, Toby.
I'm glad I had my sunglasses on.
I'm so sorry, guys. Sorry. But anyways, I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
How is this scene still going on? What is happening, even?
We're getting backstory.
Yes. We're going to get backstory for 30 minutes, and we're still not going to know anything.
I mean, I feel like this movie could have been 80 minutes long.
Yeah. Well, I think it was based off a manga, so they got to get a lot of this shit in.
I mean, it would make sense because there's like a lot of freaking exposition and backstory. Oh, he's going to blow his brain out.
I'm sorry, man. You can't have my afro. It's.
Karuna Man!
That's what it says backwards.
Corona Nam?
Yes. Buzz cut. When I was young, I used to have a buzz cut.
Dude, me too. And I hated it, dude. I hated it. I was getting zero pussy with that haircut.
I rock a buzz cut.
I mean, some people could get away with it. I couldn't.
You look at the group.
Dude, what am I what am I talking about? That zero pussy now.
Like, oh my gosh.
Oh, what is this?
He's a demon.
He's got the Rona. Kill it.
Shoot him.
Kill him.
They call it Corona. Why call it Corona when you can call it D-Roma?
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
What the fuck shot, is right happening?
Oh, he died.
The fuck? They just threw the baby.
Damn, woman.
He told you got my afro.
I just realized the afro guy is the freaking Nick Fury guy.
Yes.
Yes.
I just realized that's what's meant to be. Fucking hell.
Dude, this is the origin of how he loses his eye.
Where that horns play, so she's a literal dickhead.
God damn
it. Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, that one wasn't good.
Fire vomit.
Fire vomit.
Oh no, the baby's on fire.
The baby's on fire.
This baby's on fire.
It's pretty chill.
The baby's like,
it's very chill. Oh shit.
Oh. Oh. The baby just killed the demon. It literally is a Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah, I'm glad I wasn't aborted, if that's what you're asking.
Famine. Natural disasters. Lady, I'm a baby. I don't know what you're talking about.
Podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, like, lady, I'm a fucking baby. I don't know any of this. I don't give a shit. I got superpowers.
I'm gonna poop my diaper in 10 minutes, so
yeah, just
throw Helly no goo goo gaga, lady.
Freedom.
This baby has no eyebrows.
Live action version of the Boss Baby is weird.
Yeah, I love that movie, dude. Dude, we're not even halfway through this movie.
Patch. I think I might have to put you on a dishonorable mention for picking two and a half hour movies this year for the show.
Trying to win awards, dude.
Yes.
Maybe. I'm playing the long game.
You are playing the long game.
You know what movie that was 2 hours that I actually enjoyed? Weapons. Weapons was really fucking good.
It was good.
Really fucking good. Yeah.
How is the Toxic Avenger? You've seen the Toxic Avenger, correct?
Yes, I have seen the Toxic Avenger. I enjoyed it. It's a pretty good remake.
Not my Toxie. I can't buy it. I don't respect that it's not Dinklage in the costume.
You say that until you see it, and it is pretty insane.
It just feels it feels like, just from the trailers I've seen, they're trying too hard and it doesn't have the heart that it needs.
You can understand that.
Dude, Marcy, you look like you're on Percocet right now.
I wish I was.
No, you don't.
Wish I was on something right now. Judo, karate,
aikido, and ninjutsu. Oh, you look like you should be doing ecstasy somewhere. You look those glasses on in that robe. The cat ears. It's fucking hilarious.
My pink jacket. It's not a robe. It's a coat.
It's fucking ravey. Let's go.
Well, it's cold and I need to stay warm.
Dude, I wish it was cold here. It's still fucking hot. It went down from 100 degrees to like 85 here. And it's still hot. That's why I was dying in that flannel.
Stay away from my fucking Percocets. And do you have any fucking Percocets?
Dude, that movie was so funny.
That movie.
You gotta have too many Percocets. But to do so, she had to face me.
Johnny Montage.
See, if you take too many Percocets, you're just going to end up with
diabetes.
That's not how Percocets work.
That's not how Percocet works. Yeah, I would know.
Kayfabe. It's a podcast. I'm allowed to make jokes like this, kayfabe.
No, you're not.
Yeah, listeners, that's really not how Percocet works.
No, that's
Percocet
not.
Doesn't work like that. No. It can't give you diabetes. You know it does give you diabetes? Powdered donuts. And eating like shit all the time.
But it's delicious, so I do it so anyway.
Good. Yeah, it's so good, dude. I wish powdered donuts were like Percocet, where it just makes me fall asleep. It actually does.
Well, if the powdered donuts are like cocaine, then...
The powdered donuts spike my blood sugar and make me feel like I'm on Percocet. So, and then I fall asleep. That's why I'm always tired. Dude, let's go.
Oh, Lionel. I look like an asshole.
Dude, with this giant ass name tag on, I feel like I'm on The Price is Right.
Come on down!
Go on down! You're the next contestant on Japanese Corona.
Get that cream CBD going. Ooh, I get to watch Alien tonight.
Is that just like the vaccine?
I have no idea.
That's what Percocet does.
Oh my god, another fucking ad. 45, 50. Still that fucking Heath guy.
Tavago really wants us to like
dude,
use their
yeah, products. You're right. The dude's teeth are fucking bad, dude. Oh yeah,
prove it. It's like he's got three sets of teeth.
He's like a human shark.
Dude, I'm hungry too.
I had chicken wings for dinner.
Why
too.
Why the Travago guy?
I'm getting so hungry. I want to have lunch.
Dude, I spent my dinner time getting that flannel, so I didn't have time to like make anything. So I'm fucking starving.
Who are these guys? They're gonna die.
Well, they're so happy. They're gonna die.
Poor interracial couple. They're gonna die. That's racist. Why can't Connor just let everybody right back. Be happy?
He's number three. That's a pissing a shit in a wank in a tree.
Mm. He's just taking a shit.
Oh, he's got that meteor.
Meteor.
He found that meteor shit. It's in Stephen King in this movie.
He's getting corona.
There's no one there. What are you even doing? What?
Your boyfriend's dead.
Yeah.
Save him, lying girl.
I think she's just gonna mercy kill him.
Yeah.
Don't kill him, lying girl. He's the only demon guy I've met in this wasteland.
He eats a mad pussy. Don't kill him.
Mm. Well, with those teeth. Don't do it. It's an interesting way to have Dark Week.
Oh, he's a demon.
Yep. She's like, fuck! Now I gotta fuck this guy up.
Oh, and he just killed her.
Well done, Lion Girl.
Yeah, Lion Girl had just done her.
Yeah. Hey.
Damn it, Lion Girl. You were supposed to be a hero, and now you're a zero. Vanilla Ice was right about you.
He just murdered their unborn baby. He's like, we will not have a mixed baby in this movie.
And that's how baby Bellini was born.
I'm not going to confirm or deny that.
Stupid horny devil.
This is disturbing.
Does that guy wrestle for AAA?
Maybe. I think he's about the fifth guy that's had that gimmick this year.
We need to talk about the Colin, you missed a good battle royal on Saturday night. That AAA battle royal. That AAA battle royal was tremendous.
Oh yeah, was it the pay-per-view or was it on TV?
It was on YouTube. It was their WrestleMania.
Oh.
But the first one under WWE being in charge.
Oh.
Fucking Omos was in the Battle Royal and he looked like a fucking star. He punted the shit out of a mini.
He killed Micro Man, apparently.
Yes.
But then there was also the puppet off later in the show.
Yeah, there was a puppet fight. We saw Demon Ito for the first time. Finn Balor had a demon puppet.
And it made me want a puppet.
Okay.
Yeah, you fucked up, Lion Girl.
We're leaving.
She's kind of a shit superhero right now. I guess it's early days.
I think this is like... Yeah, I guess it's like her first bit. It was her first day, people! Let's just be... You know, she's gone through a lot.
Dude, yeah, you do better on your first days. Come on.
Yes.
This is too much backstory. Like, I don't need all this backstory.
There's too much
backstory. I really don't.
It's making it more really confusing. Don't. Why not just
I never
have...
said this was a good movie.
Why
I never said this was a good movie.
Lion Girl.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
I turned heel last year. Don't you guys remember that?
Well, that is true. Because you are trying to gun for that worst Tubi movie award again.
I am. I need a repeat.
Do I guarantee you could run outside, go get something to eat, come back, movie still wouldn't be halfway over.
It'd still be in this game.
Based.
Wait, I forgot what one worst movie last year.
Oh, that was The Amazing Bulk.
That was my movie. I thought that was the year before.
Oh, it was last year.
Oh, so then, from 2 years ago.
Yeah, so Liar Girl was the one who, like, hurt his eye with the ashtray. As long as my afro is safe, it's all good.
Mm. No, we gotta shave that shit.
Make a nice pillow out of that afro.
Have you seen the trailer for the Raven movie that's coming out? Like the documentary?
No, I haven't. I didn't know there was a Raven movie coming out.
It looks tight.
Like the Rustler Raven?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I haven't seen a trailer for it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this ghost?
Father? Got no idea.
Hold on. Force Ghost Dad.
Let's go, Dad. Let's take Ken first. Leave Ryan Gosling alone, you bullies. He's just Ken.
That was terrible.
He just needs his inhaler. Give
the buzzer. He just needs his inhaler.
I'm too tired. I'm too tired.
Dude, I'm too hungry. Yeah.
Father.
Father. That's, yeah, I need to watch that show again.
That's stepfather. The safe word is step.
You'll say.
Then the movie takes a hard left turn.
Yes.
They start making fucking pottery together.
The days before meteorite. This movie has defeated us. Has defeated us all. Is living
hell? A little bit.
Yeah, I'm yes. About to run. I'm about to run halfway Taco Bell. Through.
Hell. Pick me up something, Colin.
Dude, I'm about to go fucking order Taco Bell. I'll take you guys with me. All right, hold on.
Yeah, I'm ready to get some order this food.
And I'll link up as soon as I get my and I'll watch this movie with you while I'm in the drive-thru.
So that would be hilarious if
I'm
you like
go
don't...
walk for an hour and a bit, and I'll be back just as the movie's finished. All right.
Dude, they have street tacos? What the fuck? Okay.
They have gay tacos?
Listen, it's politically correct to call them homo tacos. And, yeah. Dude, what is this? Cheesy street chalupa? Get the fuck out of here with this noise, dude. It looks so fire. God, I'm so fat.
This is the part of the this is the part of the commentary where it's gonna be selling where we all just go get food and then come back.
Yeah,
dude. Well, that's the thing. You guys are all gonna go get food and leave me here. I'm just gonna have to commentate this movie on my own.
Okay,
no, dude, I'm gonna watch it in the car while I get my food.
It's gonna be hilarious. You getting food while making, still watching and doing a commentary. That'll be amazing. Oh, there's an ass. And I can see a bit of a bush.
No, that's not bush. That's just a shadow, dude. Her pussy lips are too big. Dude, I want none of that. Give me, like...
It's boring time!
Give me...
How to maid.
Bless you!
Oh, dear God. Sorry, I'm like literally just thinking like I want food.
Hello, did somebody say they wanted food? Hello, everybody, it's me, Tomario.
Yeah, can you make me some like pesto pasta, please?
Oh yes, I can do that for you, Marcy. I give you some pasta. It's a pasta sauce.
Oh!
Pasta sauce.
That was quite nice, actually.
I was got. Oh, if you want some more, give you some more. Oh.
Thanks for that. Pesto.
I know. I've been a little bit busy since the last episode. because I wanted to make sure that it was all delicious for everyone, because I'm still sad about what happened to baby Bubbleini.
Dude, I'm gonna put fucking nacho fries in this burrito, and it's gonna be fire.
I also will put this into your burrito.
Dude, yeah, grill that shit. Let's go, baby.
Let's go, baby.
I will grill it for you. Oh, she is hot. Does she look like a lion?
No lettuce. Lettuce is gross.
Yeah, not McDonald's. Takeaway lettuce usually is.
Ugh.
So has the story progressed somewhat?
It has not. I even though I've been here for only 2 minutes.
2 minutes,
Sick.
No, so I but anyways, I better get to go, because I'll make you some more pasta and guinguini and also meatballs, Marcy, if you like.
Thanks, that'd be great, actually.
Yes, I will see you so...
Sorry, I'm talking.
But I'll get you that right now.
And I will get you some tacos too, Colin.
How are we not halfway through? Yeah. What is happening?
Dude, they brought back grilled cheese burrito? Come on, baby.
They've barely gone anywhere.
I will take it. Looks so good.
Oh my god.
Debut patch.
I actually feel like I'd rather be watching the Bad Batch right now.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm eating chicken wings. We just
need some company. It's even worse. I want chicken wings. I want chicken wings.
Chicken wings. Marcy, you can get chicken wings from McDonald's now.
Yeah, they're not too bad.
Actually, pretty good.
I see buffalo sauce or whatever it is. It's so good.
Mm. Hello. She's a ghost demon thing.
Why
possibly.
Does she have powers?
I think she's like a special type of demon.
Beam. What?
Oh,
dude, we're gonna have to try these. These look fire too.
These day for night shots are fucking shocking. Like, why is that still a thing?
We need to rendezvous with Is this blue over the screen?
It literally is. I had to, like, check. I'm like, nope, that's actually blue.
This tracking beacon will lead us to a better plot point.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Benin is a commune
run by the man Nanaron. He's got his aviators back on. I better get mine back on.
Uh-oh.
Now everyone can see, anyone who's watching the Patreon video can see my computer screen.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's not as obvious.
What up, Stevie Wonder?
Is it she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she a demon?
And ableist.
I apologize to Stevie Wonder. Marcy, use your rage.
I don't know, this movie hasn't given me any nerd to get angry
at. Monstrous as
fucking nerd. Marcy, we need a fucking nerd in this movie to rile you up.
Nothing's really riling me up except, you know, the possibility of food.
gummy chicken. You should have been straight with us from the start.
Yeah, bitch.
I don't know what's happening, but yeah.
Fucked up.
You should have told us the whole movie was boring like this, but you distract us with 5 minutes of boobs and nudity.
That's how they got you.
That's totally how they got me.
We're in the land of the blue filter.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, no. Our baby.
were infected while they were in the mother's womb.
Maybe it's. I can't wait for Colin to do his journey to go pick up his tacos. Oh, still doing
this
episode.
I'm gonna go on a journey and stretch my legs for 5 minutes. I literally need a break for 5 minutes. I'll be back, guys. I'm leaving you two in charge, so make it count.
Here we go. It's cutting edge. This is something.
Oh, we're echoing real bad over here.
How do you get my face? That is why you have the power.
Hello. Colin's on his feet.
Yep.
It's going to be the.
Yeah, yes, it is. Maybe?
We can get all well, that's a bit. Yeah, I mean, Marcy would have to create the video, but we shall see in the edit.
Well, if he's just connecting on the same, if he's still connecting on the same feed, right?
Mm. Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm.
They are nearly invincible, and they possess psychic ability. If you don't use those gifts for the good of humankind,
yeah,
exactly.
As they were having this long conversation about, I don't know. We
have our own. Yes.
See, normally this is what the podcast would normally get really weird, but we don't do that anymore, do we? They don't get affected.
I think we're gonna have to, at least for a movie like this. Oh, wait a minute, I'm out of the room and. Well, Marcy's not here, so nothing bad will happen to me, or someone small with a mustache won't annoy me.
He's taking a nap. Don't wake him.
Oh.
Give him.
Do I
give him? Give him.
Oh, okay. Do I have to go wake him up? Jeez.
No, okay. No. Yeah, I guess I just have to do this.
Damn it, Craven.
Wow. No, you dodged it. Like, I hit you.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Because baby Craven's not here to beat you up, you know, that's the bit.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. It's a glory hole.
It is a glory hole, man. That there's any champions because we were a classy joint.
Yes.
It would be hilarious if you get pulled over, dude.
You heard it here first, everyone. Colin's gone through a red light.
And, hey, A beat catch.
Wow. Not the Trivago ad again.
Yes.
What? You didn't check. I'm craving. Can you throw something at this dude's teeth?
No, he's left. You weren't cooperating with the bit, so he left.
Multiple different. Damn it.
Hmm.
I mean, to be fair, Batch, and maybe a little kayfabe with this, lately on my end, whenever I hear people's sound effects, it comes in very muffled.
So, oh, does it?
Yeah. Oh, she's nude again. Oh, and it's an ass.
It's a butt.
It's a butt. Paul gets pulled over by the cops, and when they look down and see his phone, it's just like an ass on the screen. Hey, Perv.
I'm recording a podcast here, officer. But I am hands-free right now, so.
Exactly.
What do I got to do? Go to Korea to, like, Johnny Somali? Okay, that's a call. You're now a live streamer for Pop4D. Yeah, I just do like live streams.
Why are you in You can run away from the family business if you want.
Yeah. Yep.
I come back and it's still blue.
You missed it.
Literally, Marcy.
Yeah.
Colin's out in his drive, and we hope he doesn't get pulled over by the cops. Pete. I'm knocking on wood. I'm knocking on wood as I'm saying that, Colin.
Sorry, Colin. Colin hasn't been in the recording this whole time. That he's No, because you're on a separate thing, so I have to, like, put you in.
Oh, shit. Oh.
So whatever Colin was saying wasn't picked up.
You're going to throw my screen up there, do it. Well, it just tell the listeners that I'm out. Yeah. So
it is now. I didn't realize. Sorry.
Yeah. You're all right. It's fine. I'm hungry, so I want to go get food. Yeah. And I swear to God, this movie will not be over by the time I get back. So. Marion is
a feminine name. I know. At this point, you're going to have to watch me eat my food.
Well, I think so. I'm about to eat too, so it's fine. You're going to eat me.
I just ate. So.
Dude, I'm sitting here watching this at stoplights. Like, I'm actually into this movie. I've just seen ass and titties the entire time.
I'm so sorry Colin was not in that for a few minutes.
That's all right.
Dude, it's fine. It's okay. I'm just going.
To fine, actually Marcy. Record, like, and show you the screen to everybody, they have to be in the, like, in the same browser on different tabs.
Yes.
So I can't see if someone drops out. Mm. Or someone adds in. But now I have, so it's all good.
Well, they're powering up, Mad Max style.
Yet they somehow have basically tablets that work with Wi-Fi in this world.
Yep. All
right.
It's all that 5G Elon Musk internet. Starlink.
Yeah, 5G doesn't go away.
What? The fact, from the looks of it, it looks like where he is probably fine, but then again, it's probably just a backdrop, so
yeah,
he's got a background that shows
like, Monster Slayer
is still there for surveillance and observation.
Failure to register is punishable by death. Yeah, there's like a gaggle of children out here, like, fucking what? Yeah, the gang is out. Consequently,
the Shogunate has... First of all, I'm also a monster slayer, and everything this guy says is absolutely true, and I'm out here trying to find horny demons and take them back to work because they're going around being old demons and stuff.
I have an online order I need to pick up.
What's the name?
Colin.
Colin?
Yep.
You heard the
yes.
One moment.
Thank you.
Also, Colin,
you guys gotta be funny.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
You can put it to the window.
Thank you.
No problem.
Pete, you gotta be quiet while I'm trying to fucking pick up my food. They had no idea what I was talking about.
Shut up, ain't up the other guy.
Oh, sorry, other guy. Fucking be quiet.
Sorry, she's all here, bye.
Oh, where'd I go?
You might have cut out.
You're still there, Cole.
I don't know. Well, that's not good for us, though. They'll have checkpoints up. You're kind of there. We're going to have to take a big
detour. I don't like it, but we have to. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm
gotta
hungry.
Get something.
Mine says it's 41 minutes away. So rude.
41 minutes away? Why don't you just... Oh, you should just go pick it up.
Yeah, it's a bit too far to walk.
No.
And the movie would be over by then.
I have a feeling, Marcy, even if you went to get it, and then came back, the movie would still be going.
The movie would still have like 3 hours left.
Yeah.
And nothing would happen.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just a bunch of ass and titties.
National Diet See? Building ruins.
I honestly thought it'd be better than this, but.
But nothing. It's 2 hours where nothing See? Much really happened.
It's like the Bad Batch all over again.
At least something.
Yeah, but like in the Bad Batch, I didn't go get. I didn't go get food during that movie, so.
That's racist.
Well, that is true. Now, if you go on Drive Through with Colin, in our newest segment for the show, Drive Through with Colin.
Drive Through with Colin.
That's right, right. Where I eat all my food in the car because I'm.
Where's Colin going
hungry.
Now?
Yes. Yeah, what am I eating today?
Follow Colin as he got.
Oh, I'm waiting on.
Oh, my blood mother.
Yeah, you're cool. No worries, you're good. No worries.
What is fucking happening right now?
Yeah, I'm just like, no worries. I'm trying to watch a movie anyway on my phone.
What is happening? I'm sorry about the sweet potato thing earlier.
I know I shouldn't have sweet potato. The sweet potato thing, that happened 4 hours ago.
Yeah, why are we still talking what? About this?
Let's see, to quote oh, you. Oh, she's got a gun.
Tum Tum.
She's trying to be Anastasia, but it's failing because Anastasia's better.
I think she's trying to be Watsy from Cobra Kai. Get over Derek Mears' outfit.
Why does it look like it really is 20 sizes too big for him?
But he's a big dude already.
I
know. So I don't know how it's
that's
even possible.
Weird thing.
And I wouldn't be surprised the paper he's holding is the script. Oh! Shot in the head. Shot through the head, and now you're dead.
Oh no!
Oh my god.
Ah!
This was shot in somebody's junkyard somewhere.
Literally. These guys look like they got lost on the way to a convention where they only could afford Temu costumes. The finest officers were murdered
last night. Yes.
Literally. Power of a man and a rock.
Methuselah beam. Methuselah beam.
Or, one by one, you will die.
So I've successfully gotten my food. I'm on my way back home now.
Cool. Let me know when to re-add you back into the chat when you're home.
Oh, I'm already in there, aren't I? Or no, you gotta...
You are. I added you just like 5 minutes late.
Whatever. Fucking lights.
Oh!
I hate traffic lights. Like, why do they even have to...
Not Timu Kenobi!
Well, she's fat-phobic, clearly.
Did he die? No!
No.
She's fat-cist.
On next week's episode of Drive Thru...
My John's dead!
On next week's episode of Drive Thru with Colin, Colin will go down the back streets and find the the street sex workers and get sexual.
He's gonna find the next brothel to review.
Yes.
Dude, we don't have brothels are illegal here in St. Louis. So there's no way I can find one of them. Well,
but you probably
have there's a will, there's a way.
You probably have rub and tugs though.
Oh yeah. Dude,
yeah,
of course he loves her. She sucks his dick. Yeah. Sex slave. She just trafficked. He's just got tray. She just trafficks her.
I don't know what's going
exactly.
on. It's hurting my brain.
Guys, we still have 45 minutes left of this movie.
Don't remind me.
I'm going to go into a food coma and fall asleep. It's fine.
Yeah, I just want my food.
I hope this is going to be one of those cases where the movie is actually 90 minutes and the next 30 minutes after that is some kind of like making of or something like that.
No, dude, there's no way. No. You're hoping for too much.
Yeah.
We haven't had a movie like this in a long time, so.
Yes. Well, Batch, I know you probably thought this was going to be your meatball. your meatball machine Kodoku, but I think this is your ghost card do it for this year.
I think so.
And how is it that you guys give me shit for picking the worst movies, but I've only won the worst TV movie award once, and Batch, you've won it once, and Marcy's won it twice, and you're probably Batch for a second time.
I don't know.
Because there's a difference with our worst movies and your worst movies.
Hold on. Has anybody won worst movie and best movie of the year?
Yep.
I have.
That was me.
Same award show?
And Batch. I know I did.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Because I had.
Yeah, I'll be pissed. You won... took my fucking parking spot. Oh, no.
Because
no
I think, Marcy, you. You won for, I believe, Mr. Jingles for worst movie, and I can't remember what the other movie was. What won best? Yes, that's right. Yes. That's right.
All right, I'm gonna go return to my home base. I'll be back in a minute.
All right, I'll add you back in on your home base.
Home base.
Lots of things have to go on behind the scenes, guys.
Yes. And believe us, audience, you're gonna listen to every single part of it, whether you want to or not. Mainly because this movie doesn't seem to be doing much for us anymore.
I did for the first.
And we don't make big. And we don't do big storylines to kill time anymore.
Well, we can still do skits, so that's okay. Skits can be cool.
Oh.
Oh, titties.
Why is she covering up when we literally just saw them anyway? I see no tattoo. Does she hide her tattoo? Please, is that a power she has?
That's why she's covering up her tits, Marcy.
It's the post-apocalypse, dickhead! Makes sense. Makes sense.
Yes. Pretty sure Derek Mears' gun is a toy gun.
It is. You're gonna have a lot of fun. I don't know how he moved remotely at all in this outfit. It looks so awkward. Oh no, they left the glasses. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, they just did a Star Wars swipe.
1 hour, 19 minutes, 3 seconds.
Release the Kraken!
Yeah.
Hey, Colin's back.
At least Colin's got food. I'm still waiting. Oh my god, the fucking Trivago ad. Stop it.
Go away, Thief Guy! You're creepy and weird.
Dude, how much Trivago shit are we gonna see today?
Marcy, to quote you... Marcy, to quote you about this Trivago guy...
Yeah. All right, 1 hour 19:04.
Why is there so much time left?
You know what the funny thing is? We feel very tortured right now, but the audience is going to be listening to this and they're going to be laughing their shit off because they're going to love the fact that we're being tortured right now.
It's like these guys on a chain gang, apparently. A very slow-moving
chain gang.
Hey, remember when this movie was about like naked demons and fighting them?
Yeah, where did all that go?
Can we get back to that?
Yes.
Hey guys, I'm back. What did I miss?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Colin, you didn't miss anything. And I literally beat that. Except for her boobs for like a minute, but that's about it.
No, I saw those in the car.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but she like covered them up pretty quickly, so.
Yeah, which kind of sucks.
So guys, you know what we could do while this movie's going on? Let's talk shop about what we want to do for the 200th episode.
That's something we do offline, not for everyone to hear.
That is true. But we need to pass the time somehow.
Yeah.
We are. Colin's going to eat some food.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm fucking hungry, yo.
And mine's like nowhere near close to getting here. Like, dude, hurry
what the
up.
Fuck food. Is this?
Give me my food.
Even this movie has literally stopped and is just walking slow at this point.
Yes, it is.
They're literally talking about forward? Going to the ocean and shit.
Okay,
ocean?
Can we do the once a season fast forward like 10 minutes?
Nope.
We all vote on that?
Nope.
No. I guess not.
You picked the movie, dude. This is your fault.
I watched 5 minutes of this movie.
You watched the only good 5 minutes, apparently.
I did only watch the only good 5 minutes of this movie.
Yeah, that's why. They're like, oh, people will decide to watch it after like a few minutes.
Let's go together.
But, like, they're literally just talking about going to the ocean. Who gives a fuck?
There is no ocean.
Everything is terrible.
Oh,
no, we are not answering the phone. We are not. She can come in. She can come in the studios. We are not doing the phone bit. Nope.
I'm not picking up.
All right.
Just come in.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Louise.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Louise Lasser. First of all, how dare you not answer my phone call?
We don't do that anymore.
No, we don't need to. You can come in like everybody else.
No, I will not. You can't tell me what to do. I was the originator of this show.
You're not the originator of this show, Louise. You came in like episode 5 or 6.
Guys, this is a new timeline. In this timeline, I created the show.
No, you didn't.
Okay, fine. I tried the trickiest, but obviously my evil plan didn't work.
What are you even talking
about?
You're making less sense than this movie.
Louise, how's things with Tamario? We know you two are a couple now.
Oh, honeys. I don't know what you're talking about. Just because Tamario and I were doing some hugging and kissing at the slip shit concert.
Slip shit.
Doesn't mean anything scandalous happened. Just because we were caught on video camera and I was totally embarrassed that I went down on Tamario, but that's beside the point.
Oh, that's too much information. Whoa. Alright, is something happening in the movie now?
Dude, I'm trying to eat here. I don't need to hear about
Nancy's on fire, just like my crotch now. Every time I eat Gertie and Toby. Oh, that happens to me too, honey. You know how many times when I'm around Tamari or Toby Ninja Turtle 2, my clothes get set on fire and I'm just like nude and saggy in front of them? You remember to be more in the substance in that last half of the movie? I'm just like that.
Dude, that's how my shit's gonna be after eating that Taco Bell.
Colin's trying to eat.
Yeah.
Sorry, Colin, honey. I did mean to make you throw up a little bit.
It's all right. It's Taco Bell. It's going to come back up anyway.
I thought they all knew she was lying, girl. What is happening?
Why, she's lying, girl?
She's also a lying girl.
Mm-hmm.
Frizzy hair dominatrix.
I thought she was called. I thought that's what her name was, Frizzy Hair Dominatrix. Why didn't anyone tell me? I mean, to be fair, I only just popped into the movie just right about now. Oh, look at that gorgeous man's bald head. He looks like Babe without the beard and eyebrows.
Oh, is that your type, Louise?
Yeah, where does
eyebrows Oh, honey. Go? Oh, honey, sweetheart. Sweetie.
He's got a drinking problem.
Sweetie, honey. Taco. Frizzy Hair Dominatrix. Oh, you have no idea. I go weak at the knees when I see bald men.
Oh,
that's why I'm in a relationship. Oh, she's dead.
Headshot.
And that's why I'm in a relationship with both Toby and Tamario, because ghosts don't have hair. Although, wait a second.
No, Toby left you for Alexandria, Louise.
I know. I guess I still haven't come to terms with it. And now I'm just looking over and I see he's got an afro on his head.
Yes, he gave me an afro wig.
Oh, I'm just so sad. But anyways, I gotta get going. This is too much for me, guys. I'm so sad. I just got to go fight Mario. I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
I think it was Candy who gave Toby the wig.
Maybe.
The fuck?
It's C-3PO.
Are they robots?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
No, there are old characters, Brock and Betsy.
Yes. They're androids.
Whatever they're body. Exactly. Yes.
Oh, did somebody say Brock Connors? It's been ages since I've been on the show.
Hey, Brock, how you been, buddy?
Yeah,
I thought they just died.
Oh, I did at least 20 times, and then my body just came back together. It was really weird. But then again, I'm a stunt man, so it's okay. And also, I got like a grappling gun on my hand now.
Fred, sure.
Also, I got Freddy the dog on my other hand. It's very weird. I'm sorry. Anyways, I thought I'd just come in and let you know I'm doing okay. I survived the. I don't know what's been happening for 6 months. It might have been a timeline shift, but I'm not sure. But anyways, I'll let you guys go and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Still don't know what's happening. No idea whatsoever.
Yes.
Are they dead?
Then they died.
How are they killing robots?
Shoot him in the head.
They're cyborgs. Or in this movie's case, they're cyborgs.
How is that?
Yeah. I mean, as someone who has had a samurai sword in their neck before, I think it is possible to survive that wound. And trust me, you don't want to know that story.
No, I totally do.
Let's just say I visited a one-star brothel once, and I wrote a review on it.
Hell yeah.
This review is for this place. This girl tried to stab me in the throat with a samurai sword. And wasn't even worth the money. 1 star.
I told her to stab me with a sai. Very unprofessional.
That yes.
Bitch. Does not follow direction.
No, oh, she's shit. Just a head.
Oh my god, shut up, Freddy. Why is she keeping her alive? There's some
reanimated shit going on here.
Yeah, how is she still alive?
You know why? Because she's good head.
Wah, wah.
I apologize to our listeners.
Don't apologize. Stop apologizing.
I apologize to the listeners, not to you guys.
Oh,
Well, fuck you too, bitch.
Oh no, where?
What is happening?
It's her
decapitated. Her decapitated head has become a has become an Adobe Probe special effect.
All along, she was the Green Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Summon the Valiant Sword.
How did that make any sense? Oh, I don't get this movie.
Marcy, the key to surviving this movie is try not to think about it and just go with the flow. Until it finishes in 20 hours' time. War tattoos.
Lion Girl defeats coronavirus.
Yes.
With ivermectin.
I don't get any of this movie. Oh my god, how is this still 30 minutes?
Oh my gosh, there's 30 minutes left!
Dude, they're about to kill the bad guy and there's 30 minutes left of this movie.
Probably gonna take that long to even start fighting.
I am fading.
Guys, I think I've gone delirious watching this movie. Oh, he's got a shotgun.
I'm just gonna say it right now.
To happen.
The director of this movie
the
should have had it.
He just came all over her titties.
Wait, the director? Yeah. What?
I think the director should have hired an editor.
Yeah, I think someone should have gone through this script a few times and trimmed out all the fat.
Yes.
Because there is so much that doesn't need to be here at all.
See, there's a difference between story and character development, and then there's filler.
How do you pad out a movie that could have honestly been 50 minutes to 2 hours?
It's like somebody made this movie, like, listening to our show, and was like, oh, the guy, everyone over the To Be Tuesdays podcast loves these type of movies. Let's make it, but they don't get it.
Yes.
Derek Mears is David. Ugh.
I'm just sitting here trying to stay awake, waiting for my food.
Same here.
Trying to remember what life is like.
There was life before Lion Girl, and then there's life after Lion Girl.
What the fuck is this? What is happening? Devil Gemini will be the
harbinger of a new age. Batch, I think you found our front runner for worst movie of the year.
There's only one trivia on this on IMDb, and it's only the name of the beast, Anorak, is Corona spelled backwards. That's the only thing.
We worked out already.
Yes. You know what? I'm going to look up reviews for this movie and read
them. It's not good. It's not good.
Oh, Marcy, our friend Harris gave this movie 4 stars. Harris, what were you thinking?
I'm going to have to give him a talking to.
Yeah, yes. How do we... Damn. Tori Griffith.
One review on Letterboxd that says, no, 1 star.
I get it. Just no.
Now, most of the reviews I'm seeing are either between 3 to 4 stars from a lot of people.
Yeah.
What is happening right now?
No! Don't know.
So many jokes I'm not allowed to make.
Yeah, dude, me too. Me too.
No jokes.
No, we're taking what's happening this anymore. Very seriously, and we have no idea what's happening.
This is happening. Oh!
Yeah, I'm pissed I can't make any jokes right now.
If it helps, it's very obviously they just glued a wig with a dildo for a dick.
From Wild Secrets. Mm. So, are you looking for your demon... Looking for your demon dildo? You can get that at Wild Secrets, along with your demon Merkin.
And apparently your demon long
Merkin! I forgot Merkin was a thing, dude. That's hilarious.
What the fuck is even happening?
Hey, it's okay. She can't find the clit either.
Yeah, that's because that's where her head got chopped off.
Yeah, she definitely couldn't find the clit.
I don't know what's happening.
That's not how you get corona.
Yeah.
That's not how you have orgasms either. He likes getting squirted with a period.
Well.
An hour 33:53. Fuck's sake, why?
Leave. Don't reach your Vargo teeth guy. Leave me alone.
Dude, he's gonna be in your nightmares.
He is gonna be in my fucking nightmares. Go away, Trivago teeth guy.
He's gonna watch you as you eat your food, Marcy, with his big teeth.
I don't want him to.
Hurry up, okay, shitty Japanese movie. I gotta fucking go to sleep. I gotta work tomorrow.
Now you can't tell if I'm sleeping or just watching the movie.
Also, there's a review. The review, another review on Letterboxd. Why? 2 stars.
Very much. Who is this person?
She's hanging herself.
It doesn't matter anymore.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't think it matters anymore, Marcy.
I just want to go back to a time where the world made sense.
We suffer for our art on this podcast. Mm.
See, this woman hug herself, and I'm just sitting here pitying myself. She's the lucky one in this movie.
Okay, and now back to this. What?
Now he's a demon.
I thought he was already meant to be one.
He's demon Mears. I mean, but now he's gone full demon.
What the fuck is this?
Unfortunately, you're not supposed to go full demon in this movie.
No. 1 star. I waited for something to happen. Nope, just boring trash.
Hmm.
Do you mind fighting with your tits out? Yes, you're hired. 2 stars.
Yeah,
now, that's probably how it all went down, too.
3 stars. Meh. I guess you have to be into anime to appreciate this. It was imaginative and had some pretty cool makeup, but the special effects seemed cheesy and outdated. If this movie were a scientific experiment, it would prove to that a lot of men will sit through anything if there's a reasonably hot girl taking her top off every 3 to 5 minutes. Based. I watched it to the end.
Yeah, barely.
Yes.
Every such and such minutes.
Yeah.
What a dog shit. 1 star.
Why is the guy freeze frame on the bottom part of the screen for?
Yes!
Like, what the fuck?
Even what the frames happening? I got frozen in this movie.
Dude, who the fuck is giving this movie 6 out of 10 stars?
This movie should have ended like 15 minutes ago with Lion Girl and this dude having their showdown.
This movie should have been 50 minutes long. It didn't need to be this long.
Well, I knew this commentary was going to go one of either way, and I win either way. So
that's all right. I got some ideas coming up.
In this case, I'm allowing a revenge pick, even though we're not doing them anymore.
We don't do revenge picks. That doesn't mean I'm going to do a revenge pick.
Well, that is true.
Oh.
What is he even wearing? It's like some weird nappy diaper codpiece thing.
It's Japanese Darth Maul.
Yeah, now he is.
It is.
And she's still Darth Maul Vader for some reason.
It's almost as if Lion Girl just doesn't do anything in this movie.
Not really.
I love this review. Booty, half a star.
Dude, where do you even get that outfit and sandals from?
Okay, this is my favorite review.
Where are you finding these reviews?
Letterboxd.
Oh.
This is what I like this one. I laughed out loud when he dropped the baby. 2 stars. Oh, Letterboxd.
Estimated delivery time, 54 minutes. Is my food become this movie now?
Damn.
Marcy, it was like 40... It was like 45 minutes, 20 minutes ago.
I know. What the fuck?
Yes. I didn't want to die, of course.
What the fuck?
It would have been quicker to go next door and ask for people for some lunch.
I might be eating lunch maybe tomorrow at this point.
You might have to eat Freddy, Marcy.
Yoshitoshi. That's really creative.
Yeah, Yoshitoshi.
It's not racist.
Hello there, Yoshitoshi. He's now turning into Tim Curry at Legend.
Not even the Timu version. He looks that bad. You women just don't know when to quit. Okay.
Just like this movie. Just like this movie. This movie didn't know when to quit.
That's your review right there. This movie didn't know when to quit.
Exactly. I am going to write that. When the Mon-Mon stops flashing, Bolton dies.
Kenzo. Wait, he was a robot?
3 days after watching this film, the only things that remained in my memory for the abundant nudity shots and Shogun Trump, 2 stars.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want it to end and be put out of my misery.
Yeah, is it over?
No.
Not yet.
All the fights. It's Darth Maul versus Mace Windu.
That's racist.
Dude, has there ever been an episode of the 2B Tuesday podcast where we all just check out and be like, all right, this movie's over and we're done and we go to sleep?
There have been cases of this. I think Marry, Fuck, Kill was one instance where we basically did pretty much check out of that movie. That's a toy gun you get at, like, a carnival. Oh, here's it. Just when the movie couldn't be any more slow, the bullets are now being slow.
Yep.
And
he blew up.
Darth Vader died?
Oh. What?
She's got Power Ranger armor now.
Okay. If this movie, outside of worst movie, is going to get any awards, it's definitely going to be fashion just for some of these looks. Whoa! Mm. Oh, now she's like, she's full blown lying girl.
Yeah, where did this outfit come from suddenly? We don't need you to explain anything. Fuck off. We don't need to revisit the scene we just watched. Fucking fuck off. Jesus Christ, why? I think Pete's dead.
Marcy, you being angry is hilarious. I live for you being angry.
Why are we getting all this bullshit again? Gates of heaven, perhaps? Nowhere. Oh my god, stop.
You know why we're getting all this again? You know why we're getting all this again, Marcy?
It's post-apocalypse, dickhead! I wish that were true. What is this?
And also, Marcy... Marcy, this is going to be your review of the film once it finishes.
Fuck off, nerd! Get in the toilet!
I'd blow myself up for Lion Girl 2. No questions asked. 4 stars.
What the fuck?
Movie fair. I'm sorry. The movie's just replaying the movie again!
It is! It wants to go another 3 hours. Why is there a song? What is happening?
I wanted to be human. You're more human. I wanted to be human, but I only end up being a robot, and also in this movie.
Apparently.
I think Batch is asleep.
No, I'm awake.
I was going to say, he'd be the lucky one.
Batch, if you said nothing, I would have believed you. I saw it.
I'm trying.
Dude, this is my favorite review so far. Hell yeah. Don't live long, die while working. 5-star review.
I'm glad some people have had enjoyment with this movie, because we're not.
They would have been on a fuck ton of drugs.
Yes.
Maybe they watched I am on a fuck ton of drugs
helping.
All right, next time anyone picks a movie that's over an hour and a half, we're watching it on fucking 2x speed.
Well, I can guarantee my next pick, which I believe might just be close to 2 hours, has more fun stuff going on than this movie.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hold on. Whatever, this Echo in the Japanese Echo in the Bunny Man fucking montage is fire.
Literally.
What is happening?
Just get to killing the family!
What in the low-budget theater kid softcore porn that I just accidentally watched? Trash, but not funny trash. 1/2 star.
Accidentally. He probably saw the first 5 minutes and they were like, oh, I'm sticking for this.
We love, we carry on.
This is the most, like, why is this movie this fucking long?
For love.
Oh my god. This would have been so much better if it was literally 80 minutes done.
This helmet's literally just a motorbike helmet sprayed in gold.
Yeah, and they just added the little bits on there.
At this point, I'm just ready for the bad guy just to kill everyone off.
I mean, they've literally just ripped off, like, Red Sonja's look, basically.
Yes.
Or She-Ra.
This movie's ripped off everything.
This says, watch until the absolute end of the credits.
Yeah, we're not doing that. I'll fast forward it, thank you.
But you don't... Yes.
And if nothing happens, that reviewer was just an asshole.
This movie, 55 minutes
was like delivery watching... time. What the fuck?
Here's another really good one. This movie was like watching a 2-month-old baby try to walk in clown shoes. It might be funny for a bit, but no way is that baby going anywhere fast. You're either going to absolutely love this or absolutely hate it. That's hilarious.
Oh, just do it, lying girl, so the movie can finish.
Please. Yeah, dude, just kill this motherfucker. Right? Don't you do anything? He's gonna kill us both. Don't you worry about
me. Kill him. Now! Exactly, just kill him!
Kill everyone! Kill him.
Oh my god!
Every time she's about to kill, she has to go into a monologue. It's like watching a Mike Flanagan TV miniseries.
Did someone say kill him and everyone speeds Morty Midnight?
Oh, hello, Morty Midnight.
What the fuck? I convinced Dash to pick this movie to torture all three of you.
You are so evil, Morty Midnight.
Oh, I am. I'm the evil ghost. Not like those pussies of Toby and Tamari. I will make you all suffer and be delicious.
You are so evil, Morty. Wait until
that's
I really come onto the.
He's really gullible because he's really old now, and I just whisper in his ear when he's sleeping.
Yes, you leave poor Batch alone. He doesn't need any of your shenanigans and tomfoolery.
Isn't that right, Don?
Yes.
Norm.
How dare you,
not
sir.
Agrees.
Batch, I think you need to find new friends, new ghost friends on your podcast.
What are you talking about? I don't know.
Ah, good point. He's not Darth Maul. He's Darth Boar.
That was pretty bad.
Well, finally somebody killed him, and it's not even the fucking hero of this speed!
Oh!
Oh.
Alrighty then.
She's like the fuck? Is it over yet?
No.
How is it possible they have spent 40 minutes trying to kill the villain?
What's with the internet? Well, they gotta kill them.
They've gotta kill the villain first before Marcy gets her food.
Yeah. It's still 42 minutes away.
Maybe all the food.
What'd you order?
Sorted McDonald's.
Damn.
It's not even like that far. Oh my god, why are we still talking?
No,
die. Maybe you do.
This is like watching a Mike Flanagan miniseries. It's all monologues and characters not hurrying the fuck up and do shit. The Life of Chuck was pretty good.
Wait, is that demon her dad?
No.
I don't know.
Hey, it's Eddington.
And we have to watch it.
Fucking finally!
Alright, how much more do we have to watch? Because I'm about checked out.
9 minutes. Hopefully, three of those are like. Hopefully, about at least six of those are the credits.
Yeah, if the end credits tease a sequel, just not.
Never.
Oh no, the movie stopped. We lost the feed to Tubi. I guess we have to figure out what happened at the end. Oh no.
Well, I can guarantee our audience, we usually like if we've done a first film that has other films in a series. I don't think we're going to be doing that for this one if there is a sequel.
No,
at the
moment. No.
No.
Quote Marcy back in the day, I blame this movie for this movie.
Yeah, I blame this movie for this movie.
Now she has to kill this guy. Hurry up!
I thought my food is
damn it,
by now.
Dude.
How did he get crabs?
Oh.
He took the bullet. He for it, basically.
Hold on, Nick Fury. I have to talk. Go into a 20-minute monologue about how I'm going to kill you.
It's over. The movie is over.
I thought stuff actually happened in anime.
No,
just not in live-action anime movies. At least with anime, even if the story isn't great, you had the animation to back that up.
Wait, that's her dad? Her dad's black?
He's been black this entire movie, Colin.
But she's not.
Birth dad.
Whatever.
She was that baby that was on fire at the start when that flashback at some point in this movie.
Call it, that's bi-racist.
It's a still photograph of her!
What is with the still
I'm
frame?
Delirious, I apologize.
This movie's a fever dream.
I love the fact that whenever we do movies like... it is an anime! Whenever we do movies like this, you guys are all checked out and I'm just delirious.
Oh my god, there's a fucking ad.
Oh, fuck you, Trivago. Trivago, go fuck yourself and die in a fire, Trivago.
Fuck you and your teeth.
Yeah. Fuck you and your teeth.
Oh, Batch laughed. He was like, fuck this shit.
Oh, shit.
Batch was like, fuck this. He was like, fuck this shit, I'm done.
I wouldn't blame Batch at all.
Alright, we're back. 1 hour 55:40, like,
we love you, Batch.
Look at that
tweet on
back, so I can add him back in if I need to do that. How is this movie not finished? Why is there still scenes?
It doesn't matter. You're too important to be dealing with this shit.
Is she, though?
We have to deal with this shit.
Yeah, I have to deal with it, so does she. Okay? 9 minutes left, I'm gonna kill myself. Even though I'm calling you all, I'm gonna hang myself just like that lady did. I am the Kumicho.
Ready to depart.
What? It's literally a toy truck.
It's literally Hot Wheels. Literally.
Oh my gosh. That's this message that he said the Trivago ad froze up his browser. Damn you, Trivago!
Yeah, it was Trivago.
He's back!
He's back.
Is he back? I have to see if I can add
I apologize,
Batch. Oh my god, why is this movie not finished?
I don't know. It's setting up for a sequel we don't want to see.
What's with the freeze frames? We're here for Mayumi and her father.
Oh. You have trackers.
Yes. Mayumi and Herbert didn't make it.
His name was Herbert?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, hold on. You were too late for them, but you are not too late to be the saviors of humanity.
Oh my god.
Humans are selfish. They only think of themselves.
You always make your movies way too longer than they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
The diversity of life. We're done with them.
Well, then what the fuck what are you meant to be?
That you were looking at. She's an alien.
No.
No, we're out of here. See you later. Bye.
Oh, what?
Thanks again. They're playing the start again because they need to give us something like boobage.
No, they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. Is she ripping off Cobra?
She did.
Should I say she's the cure?
Your disease.
Go, go, lion girl. Here's my... He just comes in, just shoots them all dead, and Lion Girl just does nothing.
Oh my god.
Finally! My bear is over!
Alright, well, what even happens here? Is there a bonus scene of some bullshit? Well, there's gotta be.
There.
Oh yeah.
No matter where you go.
What is the point of this?
There you are.
I'm gonna throw this movie into the ocean.
That was it? Wow. Okay. Fuck
that was
movie.
It. Fuck. Well, that was Lion Girl.
Lovely.
The movie that almost destroyed the girl. The movie that almost destroyed the podcast. And Batch, I know you don't apologize for it at all.
Nope.
Or maybe on some level you might. But anyways, though. But we hope our audience enjoyed us being tortured by this movie. And but before we wrap up tonight, so Marcy's food can finally come to her. Marcy, where can people find you on the internet this week?
If you want to find me, I'm Super Marcy on socials, and I'm Super_Marcy on Letterboxd, where you can see my review of this film, I'm sure. And you can catch the 2B Tuesdays podcast, as well as all the other shows from the Super Network at supermarcy.com, or you can watch the video at patreon.com/supernetwork. And my food is still 33 minutes away somehow.
Oh, geez. Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week? Oh, we got to hear Batch.
Can't hear Batch.
Nope.
Nope. Not
yeah, we'll
through.
Wrap it up. Bye, Batch. Well, since Batch isn't coming through, you can find him on the Pop4D network and listen to all of his podcasts out there, including Foursome Fridays. And Batch, I mean, not Batch, Colin, where can people find you out there on the internet this
week? Fucking Foursome Fridays, some other shit we don't know, some Pop4D shit. Also, you can find me now. I'm back on Twitter, everybody. So I'm at TrashCon on Twitter. So go follow me on that.
Nice. And if people want to find me personally, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, Letterboxd, Thunder, Bead, Jermaine. You can find all my work and along with all the other awesome podcasts, Marcy and I host together on the Super Network. And you can also find my solo show, Bead vs. the Living Dead, on all podcast streamers everywhere. So, yep, that is a wrap for this week's episode of the 2B Tuesday. Today's podcast, and we'll be back next Tuesday for my pick.
Oh.
Just before we get to
bring it
episode 200. There we go.
200,
back.
Eh?
But anyways, though, we'll see you all later. See you, everybody. Bye.
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 In the year 2045, a tsunami of meteorites swarmed Earth, killing most life forms. Civilization came to an end. The survivors from around the world fought their way to a small landmass in Asia, Tokyo, Japan. Those who survived the meteorite's hellstorm in Tokyo, and some survivors who were able to land on Tokyo, killed each other for more food, more power. But for those who survived the meteorites and civil war, their true enemy wasn't a dystopian world run by a fascist shogun. It was Fujinaga Shogunate government's designated infectious disease, Amarok Syndrome. Undergo a metamorphosis into horrific meteorite beasts. People call them Amarok. Amarok hunt and kill human beings for their life force. Anorak are the true enemy of humankind.